the challenge with capturing CO2 at the moment is that, one, no other power plant in the world is doing it right now, and two, if you capture it and spend the extra capital cost to do that, and then you don't have a place to put it where you can make money on it, then you've got a doubly expensive byproduct, and that's where a lot of these projects are getting into trouble, the cost. With us, you know, the day that FutureGen went to Illinois, the Midland-Odessa officials who had worked on the FutureGen bid called me and said, we know you're starting to work with this company that's going to build a commercially viable FutureGen. Would you come to the site? And we said, yes. So 2 weeks later, we were meeting with Michael Williams, who had led the FutureGen effort for Texas. And we said, we've got this project and we're ready to move forward. So we knew that that site was the best site in the country for a project like this because it literally sits on the oil fields. And so all the 3 million tons of CO2 that we make a year goes into existing pipelines for CO2 and goes to existing customers.